Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crack open some cold ones. It's the Bart Winkler Show's six-pack of picks.
Who wants to play drink the beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
Whatever you do, do it responsibly.
Where are the designated drivers? Beat it. I got no room for cheapskates.
Hey, bartender, give me a winner.
It's time for our six-pack of picks. We're doing NFL tonight. We're doing college tonight as well. And then a little Thanksgiving break for the show. So let's do them tonight.
For you,
we're
going to
make... Well, you got one more day.
No, I got two. I'm doing updates on Thanksgiving.
All right.
It's all right. I'm stealing money. I mean, I'm going to be working hard.
Hey, I've been busting my ass lately, right?
Sure.
I've been here. All right. So we'll cover all the Thanksgiving Day games, and we'll cover Black Friday, and we'll have to dip into a couple over the weekend. If you want to, you know, play with the spread a little bit, you can, but I mean, we're 6 days out, so good luck. I'll start. You left me with Lions hosting the Packers. I don't know. I feel like the Lions are going to win, but I feel like the spread should be 4.5 at the worst.
Yeah, this is a very fishy line. That's why I'm not touching it.
It's 2.5 for the Lions. I'm just playing this one out. I don't like how the Packers have looked. I know the Lions almost lost to the Giants, but I'm taking the Lions. I don't like it. I should be a better fan, I guess, but I'm taking Detroit to cover the 2.5. Of all the scenarios that I could see, I see them just scoring a lot of points. More than I see some of these other ones. If this was in Green Bay, yeah, I'd take Green Bay, but we already saw that game. It was in Detroit on Thanksgiving. I'd take in Detroit. Trying to convince myself of it. I hate it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. To be honest, I mean, because I'm not a Packer or a Lions fan, of me being the independent football observer I am, you can give me the Packers and plus money. I almost want to take it, but then this game is in Detroit. I didn't feel great about it, so that's the only reason I stayed away from it, but I thought about Packers with the points. So, you know, do with that information what you will. I am 12-24.
I'm doing nothing with it.
Yeah, rightfully so. All right, let's go to. I think this is going to be the most compelling game of the Thursday slates here, and that's the second game, the Chiefs and Cowboys. Chiefs 6-5, gotta have it. Same thing with the Cowboys if they want to get into the postseason. They're 5-5-1. You're giving me 3.5 at Jerry's World. Yes, I know the Cowboys' defense isn't great, but you just saw what they did to Philadelphia. They pretty much stonewalled them in the second half to come back and win that game. I don't think the Chiefs' offense is anything special, and I've been beating the drum all year. Hell, I've been talking about it since March. Chiefs aren't making the playoffs. Once again, I got to go to the well, even though the Chiefs won last week against the Colts. The Colts did cover. I think the Cowboys do the same here. Give me the Cowboys. Give me the 3.5. Cowboys plus 3.5 over Kansas City.
All right, I'll take the last Thanksgiving Day game. Baltimore is a 7-point favorite against the Bengals. Joe Burrow is coming back. Again, I like Joe Burrow to have a big game. I don't think he's coming back just to hand the ball off. They're 3-8. They got nothing really to do except for score points. I think they lose, but I think they keep it within 7. So I will take the Bengals plus the 7 on Thanksgiving night.
I like that one for what it's worth. I probably would have made that same pick. I do like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to skip the Black Friday game completely because I'm just out on Black Friday as a whole. I think it's a waste of time. Retailers are marking up their stuff and then make it look like it's on sale. You're not actually saving anything. Due to research, people, buy it a couple weeks ago. You would have got a better deal. All right, so skipping the Black Fridays. I'm going to go straight to Sundays. And I just saw the Raiders get their ass handed to them by the Browns. The Raiders are really, really bad. Bart was onto something. Pete Carroll might be one and done. And the Chargers, now they're starting to get healthy. The offensive line being banged up still concerns me a little bit. But the line is not crazy. It's in L.A. It's only laying 9.5. And, Omarion Hampton, their rookie running back for the Chargers, he just opened up his 21-day return window from IR. He might even play this weekend. If he does, I love this line to the moon. Give me the Chargers. I'll lay it a 9.5 against the Raiders.
All right, I'll take the Black Friday game then. It's another 7-point spread. Bears play close games. Eagles want to lose. I think 7's too much. So I think the Bears, any other year, I'd say, oh, the Eagles will get right. The Bears are going to do nothing. 7 points is enticing enough to take it, and maybe even, as they say, sprinkle some on the money line. I don't know. I don't hate that. I'm taking the Bears plus the 7 against the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'll ride with you on that one. I hate the Eagles, so that'd be more of an emotional pick. And I'm from Chicago. I got no beef with the Bears.
Should I be commenting on your picks? I never do, and you comment on
I
all mine.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm right after your pick, so it's just like a natural thing for me.
I'm right after your pick.
Yeah, not the first one, but
I just drive by and don't even look.
You don't care. Yeah, it just shows me. Maybe I'm just much more dedicated than you are. It's very possible. Last game I'm going to go over here, also Sunday slate. This one is going to be the long.
When you talk, I look at pictures of Anna Kendrick.
Oh, you can do no wrong. Pitch perfect indeed. Vikings and Seahawks. This might be a very ugly game for Minnesota. First of all, they're going to Seattle, so they got to deal with that whole 12th man crap. But also, J.J. McCarthy, which they secretly might hate worse than Kevin Stefanski hates Shedeur Sanders. His availability for Week 13 is up in the air because he's in concussion protocol, which means they might have to go with Max Brosmer, undrafted rookie. And I saw a little bit of how he looked when they refused to take out Carson Wentz, and then he finally got banged up for the year. So if it's Max Brosmer going against that Seattle defense in Seattle, 10.5 is too low. I will lay the 10.5 happily and take the Seahawks 10.5 over the Vikings.
All right. I have the Packers losing to the Lions and the Lions covering the 2.5. Bengals plus 7 at Baltimore. Bears plus 7 at Philly.
All right. And recap me. I got Chiefs and Cowboys. Cowboys getting 3.5. Raiders at the Chargers. Chargers laying 9.5. And the Vikings at the Seahawks. I will lay to 10.5 with Seattle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.